euch in der Jugend dafür stehlen, jemals. Euch in der Jugend dafür stehlen, jemals.
Of an organization which was named, years and years ago, as the legal bulwark of the Communist Party, an organization which always springs to the defense of anyone who dares to expose communists. Knowing that, Mr. Welch, I just felt that I had a duty to respond to your...
Euch in der Jugend dafür stehlen, jemals!
We want to ask the audience, is this appropriate material for Free Radio Santa Cruz? Is this the kind of thing that we think is funny?
Euch in der Jugend dafür stehlen, jemals!
Now I have hesitated to bring that up, but I have been rather...
We want to ask the audience, is this appropriate material for Free Radio Santa Cruz? Is this the kind of thing that we think is funny?
Giving myself some form of, possible punishment for being very bad about using the airwaves in a way that was unacceptable to some of the people that we work with there at Free Radio. But, I also am not true.
Bored with your phony request to Mr. Cohen here.
Heute in der Jugend dafür stehlen!
It's a holiday in Cambodia! It's just good, but it's a lie! It's a holiday in Cambodia!
I know my enemies, I serve them every day.
You're listening to the January 2006 edition of Bastard Brood of Che, a production of TalkWarrior.com. Joining me today is my artificially intelligent socialist robot, Comrade Robot Man.
Let the ruling class tremble at a communistic revolution.
Right on, Roby. Let the bastards tremble. Today we're going to talk about an unlicensed pirate radio station going by the name of Free Radio Santa Cruz, ostensibly a progressive radio station. Today we're going to rupture this lie and reveal Free Radio Santa Cruz's true identity, Fascist Radio Santa Cruz Rouge. But before we do that, I just want to say something about the intro. The intro featured the following fascists with the Dead Kennedys song Holiday in Cambodia playing in the background. Adolf Hitler, Senator Joseph R. McCarthy, and DJ Shatter and Ann Pauline Pott of Fascist Radio Santa Cruz Rouge. I was intrigued by how well these fascists mixed with Holiday in Cambodia. And so I was wondering, could you lay any audio track over Holiday in Cambodia and have it sound good? Or does a person have to be a fascist? So as an experiment, I found the most unfascist sounding person I could think of, Mr. Rogers. And I mixed one of his audio tracks with Holiday in Cambodia. And it sounded like shit. I need to do more testing, but I'm fairly confident that you need to be a fascist in order to sound okay with Holiday in Cambodia. At a minimum, you probably have to be an asshole. Getting back to Santa Cruz Rouge, a show on Santa Cruz Rouge called Girl Talk. Okay, let me spell that. That's G-R-R-L-T-A-L-K. They really put the grr in girl. Girl Talk with DJ Shatter. Hosted by DJ Shatter and Ann Paulette Pott. Which ostensibly deals with feminist issues from a feminist perspective. Decided to spearhead a slanderous attack against my brother, Dickie Richards, because of a comedy bit that he performed that I wrote for him called The Differences Between Male and Female Dogs. I'm gonna play you that entire bit, okay? The bit is 5 minutes. It's way too long, and Dickie and I had both agreed to cut out about 2 minutes of it. However, now that it's reached a level of infamy, there's no way we're ever going to touch it. Here it is.
Dickie Richards! Dickie! Dickie!
Okay. Could everyone please shut the fuck up? No clapping, no laughing, no booing. I got a real fucking headache today, and I don't want to have to deal with any potential lawsuits that are brought on as a result of my bodyguard, Gunter. That's that big, ugly German fuck standing right over there. If he uses excessive force to boot people the fuck out of here that don't know how to shut the fuck up. So please, I'm trying to ask you nicely, shut the fuck up. All right, here's my impression of a comedian.
You know the differences between men and women? Men are always like, I need beer. And I can only think about beer and sports and sex and tools because I'm a man and I got a one-track mind. And women, all they can think about is shopping.
I want to go postal when I hear that shit. I mean, I just want to take an AK-47. And I don't mean some watered-down pussy assault rifle AK-47. I mean a fully fucking automatic, commie, made in the former fucking Soviet Union AK-47. And I want to take this AK and blow the fucking heads off of all the dumbass, unoriginal fucking comedians who only know how to do formulaic relationship humor. And I want to blow the heads off of all you dumbass bastards in the audience, too, who laugh at this insipid crap. The differences between men and women aren't that great. It's not that funny. We got a sociopath in the White House. He's murdered hundreds of thousands of innocent Iraqis to defend America from Phantom WMD. And the only material that comedians can come up with is the differences between men and women. I mean, if comedians' tiny little fucking brains can't come up with material other than the differences between men and women, why don't they at least add a little variation to the theme? How about talking about the differences between male and female dogs? For example, all male dogs are assholes. They're always rubbing their cock against your leg, yet they never come. I had this one male dog dry humping me for like 2 hours, and I'm like, will you come already? You're making me feel like some kind of two-bit whore. I mean, what is it? Do I not turn you on? Are you not attracted to me? Male dogs don't even rub their cock against you for sexual pleasure. They're just showing you their power over you. It's just a sexual conquest for them, that's all. They're just saying, I'm rubbing my cock against your leg, because I can. It's not about sex. It's about domination. And male dogs are so self-centered. I mean, they spend half their waking hours licking their balls. But does it ever occur to them that you might like to have your balls licked too? And if you think male dogs are bad, female dogs are worse. Don't get me started on female dogs. All female dogs are bitches. I have never met a female dog in my life that wasn't a bitch. I was fucking this female bulldog once. I was fucking her doggy style, because that's the only way you could, you know, fuck a dog. And it kills my knees because I got bad knees and I'm in pain. But instead of showing a little sensitivity to my pain, she's giving me this attitude. She's looking back at me when I'm fucking her and she's giving me these disdainful looks like I'm the worst fucker she's ever had. You should have seen this look. This look was saying, I've had bigger dicks penetrate me from chihuahuas. This fucking bitch was totally dissing me. And you know what this bitch did to me? She gave me a nasty case of ringworm. And when I went to the doctor to get rid of the ringworm, you know what this fucking pompous, blue-blood fucking doctor asked me? He asked me if I'd been having sex with dogs. I mean, I'm having sex with dogs. But I don't look like the kind of guy that has sex with dogs. It's offensive to me to even suggest that I might have had sex with a dog. I mean, he's like, I'm gonna try really hard to believe that your penis accidentally slipped into your dog's vagina when you accidentally fell off your bed while making love to your wife and not report you to the Humane Society. And then he went on to say, I'm going to prescribe you this medication to get rid of the ringworm, okay? But make sure to hide the pills in your food to trick yourself into taking them. He said that to diss me, fucking doctors. A number of shows on Santa Cruz Rouge play Dickie Richards material. Recently, I was alerted to the fact that on December 9th, 2005, DJ Shatter had done a show attacking the Dickie Richards piece that I just played. And I was put in touch with someone named Stretchmark Rob, another programmer at Santa Cruz Rouge, who wouldn't cough up the entire recording of the infamous DJ Shatter December 9th show. However, he did offer me this skimpy little 2.5 minute montage of the show, which I'm going to play now. He called it the Sex with Animals mix.
Sex with animals on Free Radio Sanity. That's really the question.
It's offensive to me to even suggest that I might have had sex with a dog.
Maybe it's because you're a fucking idiot.
Self-deprecating? No, it's dog deprecating. There's levels of loving animals, and I think, you know, we all want to coexist with animals in the best way that we can. And I think that there's all kinds of levels of it. Yeah, and it's something that I think a lot of people in our community support.
All right, we've got a caller. You're on the air? Thank you very much for sharing with us. And there you go, have it.
Well, I think that's well stated, and I don't think there's
any,
I don't think anybody has any problem with that. It's not whether it's funny or not funny. Is this something that's an okay thing to have on the air?
All right. You're on the air at Free Radio Santa Cruz.
So there you have it. We want to ask the audience, is this appropriate material for Free Radio Santa Cruz? Is this the kind of thing that we think is funny? It's hateful of dogs.
I feel that it's also hateful to women.
Well, of course.
I mean, I think it's just really hateful to human beings in general. And I'm being all weird right now because sometimes I get stuck in ruts of hate for sure. In the listening of the description of the dog looking back at him, was that not a dog being raped?
Hey, you know, it's a graphic description of bestiality. End of story. That's all. That's what it is. If you want to, talk about the look of disdain as somehow humorous or whatever?
It's not humorous.
You know, or that his case of ringworm somehow humorous? No, I don't think.
I think what is also kind of disturbing to me is that it seems like he has a lot of the facts of bestiality right, which means it could be true of what he's doing. All right, we've got a caller on the air. Go ahead, caller.
I appreciate your
comments. I actually
don't
know myself, but thank you very much for calling in, and have a great day.
Should graphic depictions of bestiality be appropriate on Free Radio Santa Cruz? Is that something you want to hear? Self-deprecating? No, it's dog deprecating.
You know, you could always spot a fascist because they have absolutely no sense of humor. The differences between male and female dogs is really an attack on sexual stereotypes, okay? And I just couldn't fucking believe that anyone would be so stupid as to interpret it as an attack on women or animals or some type of promotional vehicle for bestiality. I mean, it's just unfucking real that these retarded maniacs, okay, are making these snarky accusations against my brother. You know, the First Amendment allows banal fucking morons to express their opinions. That's their right. You could express a retarded opinion if you're retarded. You can even be smart and express a retarded opinion. That's your right. However, slander is not protected under the First Amendment. You cannot fabricate information about people for the purposes of defaming them. That is not free speech, okay? That is slander, okay? Slander is not protected under the First Amendment, and it shouldn't be, because slander is not free speech. Slander is really the opposite of free speech. Let me play the offending quote, okay, in the Sex with Animals mix.
I think what is also kind of disturbing to me is that it seems like he has a lot of the facts of bestiality right, which means it could be true of what he's doing.
Why is this slander? First of all, let me point out that the differences between male and female dogs is a fictitious comedy bit. It is a parody of comedians who do these insipid fucking routines about the differences between men and women. Okay? Anyone that isn't, like, retarded, okay, will have, after listening to it...
Moshe, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I just wanted to point out that this is really a very sophisticated piece you wrote. Many things have multiple meanings and there's a heavy undercurrent of nihilism running through it. I even detect some Dada influence.
Thank you, Robot Man. It's nice to be appreciated by someone.
Moshe, I would like to say something about the slander queens.
Go ahead.
They fuck robots.
They do not fuck robots. Come on, Robot Man. Let's take the high road here, okay? I don't want to stoop to their level.
But it's true. They seem to know a lot of facts about artificially intelligent robot sex from the way they talk. I can tell. I'm an expert in these matters and I have a 900 IQ as well as moral superiority. They're robot fuckers.
I'm gonna have to ask you to stop, or you're gonna have to leave.
They both suck 10-inch pieces of silicone computer chip.
Alright, that's it. I want you to leave. I want you to go to your room.
You can't talk to me like that. I'm a 900 IQ artificially intelligent socialist life form.
I don't give a shit if you have a 10,000 IQ and you were created by Karl fucking Marx himself, okay? You're going to your room, you're going to take a 30-minute timeout, no television, and no playing with your miniature nuclear reactor.
I have to make a phone call.
No phone calls.
But I have to make an important phone call to North Korea.
You can do that after your quiet time. Now you can read, okay? Why don't you find a book and read?
But I'm not in the mood to read.
I don't give a shit. Go to your room. Go. That's right. Keep walking. All right, I'd like to apologize for my socialist, artificially intelligent robot. This is the only point that the slander Nazis made, which is probably correct.
We want to ask the audience, is this appropriate material for Free Radio Santa Cruz? Is this the kind of thing that we think is funny?
TalkWarrior.com productions are not appropriate for Santa Cruz Rouge. Santa Cruz Rouge obviously cannot handle material which challenges conventional ways of thought in provocative new ways. Santa Cruz Rouge wants to feel safe in its politically correct imaginary world, okay? And they're going to feel safe in their little fucking PC cocoon right up until Joe Republican kicks his boots so far up their asses they'll wish they voted Bush. These people make me sick. And I just want to say, those of you at Santa Cruz Rouge who were friendly to me before the shitstorm, okay, should no longer consider me a friend. Okay, I won't bite your heads off if you want to contact me, but I'm feeling a little fucking betrayed. And I think you could have done a little more, okay, to help me get the full recording of the December 09, 2005 DJ Shatter Show. Okay? So don't expect any fucking favors from me from now on. Don't expect me to engage you in pleasant conversation, you know? Fuck you. Okay? And that goes for everyone at the station. Okay? I hold everyone equally to blame. for this fucking bullshit treatment, okay? I'm no longer interested in you, okay? The way I see it is, if you're not with me, you're against me. Santa Cruz Rouge has really treated me like fucking shit, okay? The worst in capitalist, at least when McDonald's exploits people and pays them minimum wage, okay, they're paying them something, okay? They're not paying them, you know, enough to live on, but they, you know, paying them, you know, enough to, I don't know, buy some moldy 9-day-old bread or something like that. I don't know, man, but you know, and you know, but these people at fucking Santa Cruz Rouge, they're not paying me nothing, man. Okay, they're not paying me for this shit. Okay, and on top of that, this is how they're paying me. They're paying me with slander. Okay, you know, there's been a shitstorm at the station recently. Okay, over the slander queen's actions, but it hasn't been about me. The shitstorm has been about DJ Shatter's use of Ralph the Reptile's real name on the air. All right, you know, I really doubt whether the issue over my slander, okay, even came up. They don't give a shit about me. I'm like cattle. Okay, I'm just something to be used and exploited. Okay, now I know that there are commies and socialists and anarchists at Santa Cruz Rouge. Okay, now let me tell you something. You're a bunch of fucking frauds, and if you had any real convictions, you'd come to my defense. You're a bunch of fakers. Okay, live up to your fucking name. Free Radio Santa Cruz. If you truly believe in free speech, you either gotta take more aggressive action to change policy or leave the station. Okay? There's no middle ground where it comes to free speech. You either got free speech or you got fascist fucks slandering, warping, and trying to censor free speech.
In the name of Che Guevara, repeat this after me.
What the fuck are you doing? You're supposed to be in your room.
I said, repeat after me, the slandered queen's fuck robots. Say it. Now.
What the fuck is that thing you're pointing at in my Buffy the Vampire DVD collection?
It's a nuclear-powered laser gun. It has enough energy to blow a hole in the earth from here to China. Say what I told you to say, or I shoot volume one of your Buffy the Vampire DVD collection.
Give me that gun, you crazy fucking robot. What the fuck do you do, man? You melted my fucking Buffy!
Say it, or I blow a hole through volume two.
Alright, alright! The Slander Queen's fuck robots.
Now say this, the Slander Queens operate a child sex ring of underage robots kidnapped from Thailand.
Oh, that's just pure shit. Oh, you fucking asshole. I can't believe you did that.
Volume 3 is next. Say it.
Okay, that's it. I've had it with this shit.
Ow!
Ouch.
Ow! Ow!
Ouch. Ouch. Ouch.
Normally I would thank Robot Man for helping me with the show, but there's like no fucking way that's gonna happen today. I want to thank Price Mayberry from the band Wall Street Traders, who supply us with the all the music, with exception to the Dead Kennedys I played at the beginning. Wall Street Traders will be coming out with a new album soon called Dirty Little Busy People. With exception to fascist Radio Santa Cruz Rouge, I'd like to thank all the pirate radio stations of the world who carry BBC, with a special thanks to 88.6 FM, the People's Voice, in Mount Sinai, Massachusetts, our flagship station. please go to TalkWarrior.com and get on the BBC podcast. BBC is brought to you by Citgo, the national oil company of Venezuela. Citgo provides discount heating oil for the poor in Boston and other cities. Advance the cause of socialism by buying Citgo gasoline. Bastard Brood of Che is a copyrighted broadcast of TalkWarrior.com. It may be rebroadcast freely by non-commercial entities, provided that it is unedited. If for any reason you need to edit the show, you must contact the station and get express permission to do so. You can obtain contact information by going to TalkWarrior.com. This show is dedicated to the memory of Che Guevara, the greatest revolutionary who ever lived. Che is dead, killed in Bolivia like a dog by the CIA, yet he lives. All those who stand up for the poor, who stand up against capitalism and its handmaiden, imperialism, are Che. I am Che. There are Che's all over the world, and we are all Che. You might have a little tiny Che inside you, just yearning to be set free.
Little spine must be a wise investment.